Turn in a handgun or rifle to Seattle authorities, and you can get a $100 gift card from Amazon.com. If you have a gun classified as an assault weapon, they'll give you $200. The internet retailer is the largest donor to the program set up by the Seattle Police Foundation. Safeco and several other local businesses have all chipped in as well. So far, they have $70,000 to use for the buyback. It's modeled after one in Los Angeles, where authorities last month collected more than 2,000 firearms in a single day.
The process will be simple and anonymous. No photos will be taken. No questions will be asked.
Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn says local steel smelter Nucor will melt the weapons down after they're collected. The first buyback will take place on January 26th under an I-5 viaduct in downtown Seattle. Others are planned.
This is just one tool in the toolbox. This isn't going to solve our problems, but one gun tragedy averted, you know, is worth it.
The mayor says people may have unwanted guns in their homes, which can be stolen and used by criminals. Others might come from street kids eager to get a little extra cash. A similar program in 1992 collected about 1,200 guns in Seattle. Authorities here say if they can buy back more guns this time, it'll send a powerful message. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.